Okay, here with Natalia Nieto from Georgia State Volleyball. Team's been going through a rough patch right now, losing streak, and also dealing with some injuries to the roster. You had this past weekend off of no matches, and you've had getting a full week of practice here. What's the team just kind of working on to regroup for the next half of this, or next portion of conference play?
Yeah, we had a rough weekend last week. It was our first weekend of conference, and then we played Texas State right after, and it didn't go as we thought, like as we wanted it to be. But this week, we were here the rest of the weekend practicing, and this week we've been focusing on our side of the court. Because, I mean, I'm going to give it to them. Like, Texas State and all the other teams have a great team, but I think now, since we got two of our starting players injured and with surgery, now we have to like refocus and, you know, like work some things on our side of the court. And, you know, we're like implementing like new things and, you know, learning how to work without them pretty much. The freshmen are stepping up and they're filling out positions that were that we had seniors playing before. So, you know, like we kind of have to like connect and, I don't know, just like, you know, work things on our side of the court. And yeah.
And how difficult is that for you being the ball controller and passer that you are, working with some new hitters and some new middles?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you need to learn how to communicate with your whole team. And I was used to, you know, communicate in a like different way with my seniors since I've been with them for years.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we still have a big group of seniors and we still need to take control of, you know, our team, the way we communicate, and we need to help those freshmen to, you know, like help them step up on the court if we want them to like function in our team. So.
You reached a milestone a few weeks ago and it was an honor for a Texas State match. 3,000 assists. Yeah. Just discuss that honor. And were you aware that you were approaching that mark?
No. I mean, I thought it was I knew it was pretty high up there, but I didn't know I was going to be able to reach that goal, like, at the beginning of the season. It was awesome. I mean, you know, it was an individual goal, but if you think about it, like, I wouldn't have gotten it without my hitters, without my passers. So, yeah, it was one for the team.
Good. And you have two matches in Alabama coming up on the road. Just how important would it be to just get a win or two on the road, and because you still have a good amount of your conference season left?
Yeah. The away games are, this is how we see them. We go to different places to steal games because we, you know, the home team usually has the, like the home team usually like has the
advantage because you're more,
yeah, because you're on your home court, yeah. But I mean, when we're on the road, we need to take care of business. Like, you go, you work hard, you play the hardest you can, and you work on your side of the court, and well, you work for the best. But you know, so yeah, we're really excited about South Alabama and Troy. They're teams that we definitely match up really good well with them. So we're excited. We're ready to go.